Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. Many lives are being changed by the power of the gospel, like this listener to our Arabic language programs in the Middle East. The writer says, "I love your program. I do have to confess that I am not a Christian, and being a Muslim never felt right nor fulfilled me. But listening to your program and how it made me feel made me write to you. I want to know more about your beliefs. I would like to have the Bible, please, so I can know more." Isn't that wonderful? Praise God for touching the life of this listener. And pray for the Arabic language production team as they follow up on this request for a copy of the scriptures in the Arabic language. In fact, let's pray for them and for this listener right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We worship you, for you alone are worthy. We thank you for the producers of the Arabic language programs for Heralds of Hope. We pray that you will protect them physically, spiritually, and emotionally. We pray you will give them much wisdom as they respond to listeners like the one whose email I just read. And Father, we pray for the listener who sent this email. Will you bless him or her with the understanding of your love for them? And when they receive the copy of your word, will you open their understanding so they can comprehend what they read? What a blessing it is to be able to point someone like this to you, Father. And we praise you for what you will do in this listener's life through Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus used parables to teach the value of readiness and watchfulness. We want to look at a couple of those parables today. Just prior to this text, Jesus warned his followers about the short-sightedness of laying up treasure for self and being stingy toward God. He also instructed them to make his kingdom a priority instead of spending the majority of their time pursuing their own physical needs. He promised them that God, his heavenly Father, would provide the daily necessities of life. He encouraged them to sell what they had and to use the funds to meet the needs of others. Through that, they would lay up treasure in heaven. And he reminded them, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If their treasure was in heaven, in seeing his kingdom become a reality, their hearts would be inclined toward things that are eternal. If their treasure was on earth, that's where their focus would be. And that principle is just as true for you and me today. Now listen carefully as I read our text, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 48. I've titled our study, "Ready for the Master." Now here is that portion of God's Word. "Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Then Peter said to him, "Lord, do you speak this parable only to us, or to all the people?" And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And to that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For every one to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Heavenly Father, thank you for these admonitions from the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the reminders to live in expectation and anticipation of his soon return. May your Holy Spirit open our hearts now to the truth of your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' teaching contains several emphatic admonitions that show us the importance of being ready for the Master. The first admonition is the blessing of vigilant expectation. An essential part of being ready for the coming of the Son of Man is to expect him. So Jesus presents a word picture of readiness. I find it interesting that verses 35 to 40 begin and end with this concept of readiness. The first word of verse 35 in the Greek text is eimi. It's a verb that means to be. Those waiting for the return of the Master are to be engaged and ready for action. No attitude of kick back and relax here. That won't work for those who are awaiting the return of the Master. The garments of that day were long and flowing, so Jesus said the servants should gather their garments about them so that they were free to move quickly. The people of that time always did this in preparation for work or travel, and so they knew exactly what Jesus meant. Then he said, and have lamps burning. That means already burning and continuously burning. This implies it's nighttime. After all, you don't need lamps lit during the day. I see nighttime and darkness as key parts of this parable. He said, they should be like men who were waiting for their master to return from a wedding feast. A wedding in Jesus' day was a long, drawn-out affair. Verse 38 gives us a clue about the timing. They probably didn't expect the master in the first watch. That would have been from 6 in the evening to 9. And most likely the feast wouldn't last until the fourth watch, 3 to 6 the next morning. So Jesus only mentioned the time between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., the time when most people are in their deepest sleep. During this time when they would normally be sleeping, they were to maintain a vigilant expectation. The master could arrive at any moment, and they must be ready to let him in immediately as soon as he knocked. There was no doubt he was coming. The only uncertainty was the exact time. So these servants sacrificed their own comfort to be ready for the return of the master. Are your love and loyalty for your master like the love and loyalty of those servants? Are you willing to sacrifice your comforts to be ready for his coming? Now you may wonder about where this teaching fits eschatologically, but remember, this is a parable. It conveys one main point. It's best not to press the details too closely, lest we go astray. We do know, from verse 40, it's about being ready for the coming of the Son of Man. In verse 37, Jesus details an unusual blessing for those who are vigilant in expectation. He, that is, the Master, will gird himself. That's the same word as verse 35, when he commands them to gird up their loins, and he will have them sit down at his table, and notice, he will serve them. Now, you don't need to know much about master-servant protocol to know this is backwards. In fact, Jesus clearly pointed this out later on in Luke chapter 17. I'm quite sure this detail caught the attention of his listeners. This unusual blessing gives us a hint that Jesus may be talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb, where he will serve his bride, the church. These are encouraging words for those watching for the Master's return. To highlight this vigilant expectation, Jesus introduces another brief parable to explain the first one. He uses here the imagery of a homeowner protecting his property from thieves. If the homeowner had a clue about when the thief would come, he would be extra vigilant and make sure that his property wasn't damaged or stolen. You'd watch too, wouldn't you? The previous parable expressed the possibility of delay, but this one stresses the possibility of a sudden and unexpected arrival. Notice the word therefore in verse 40. Because of what they just heard, Jesus reminded them to be ready because the Son of Man is coming like a thief at an unexpected time. Jesus repeats this warning several times in other gospel accounts. And though we don't know the exact hour that the Son of Man is coming, he gave us signs to alert us that it is imminent. How do you respond to this admonition of vigilant expectation? Jesus intimated earlier in this chapter that if our focus is on our physical needs, those needs will capture our attention and they will dull our spiritual senses. Our fate will likely be the fate of the rich fool. Conversely, if we focus on the kingdom, our physical needs will be met and our spiritual perception will be sharpened. If we love him, we will look forward to his coming. We'll make sure we are ready so we don't miss the first knock. And if we're ready when he comes, we will receive his commendation. Let's accept the Master's admonition to live in the blessing of vigilant expectation. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. In the meantime, if you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Ready for the Master. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Ready for the Master. I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. To request a free copy of this teaching, Ready for the Master. It's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, Ready for the Master. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.